Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yudi Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tovi Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Shalem, to Fego Peril, Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Lila Nishmas' father, Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose yard site was Chaf Tes Shvat. It's also sponsored anonymously for Shalema, for Daniel Yagain Ben Karen Aliza, and it's also sponsored by Seymour Gertz in memory of his mother, Margalit Basrav Shilam Aleha Shalom, whose yard site is Zayin Adar. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, we're beginning, Bezer Hashem, the eighth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and the Mishnah is going to talk about several people who are registered on more than one Karban Pesach. We know they have to be manoi ala Karban. So what if you're manoi on, a woman is manoi on her husband's Karban and her father's Karban? Eved, who's owned by two masters, is included in both. So which Karban Pesach does the person eat? The Gemara is going to elaborate on the case of the woman with her husband's Karban Pesach and the father's Karban Pesach, and discuss whether it makes a difference how long they've been married for. The Gemara is then going to bring several psukim where Klal Yisrael is compared to a bride, once we're talking about a newly married woman, and we're going to expound on each of those psukim, and we're going to also talk about the conversation that happened between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Navi Hosea, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea to take for himself a new bride, and then told him to divorce her, and we'll go through the details of that conversation, and then we're going to have a lot of Agadita, including some positive elements of being in Galus, and also the Gemara is going to give reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, when he sent us to Galus, Dafka, to send us to Bavel for Galus as opposed to Edom or other places. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. Ha'isha b'zman she bebeis baila, when as long as the woman is bebeis baila, which means beis baila is a way of saying that she's a nesua. Beis avia is Chazal's way of saying that she's an arusa, that if she's a married woman, bebeis avia, that's what we call an arusa, and if she's bebeis baila, then they already have nisuin. So shachat alea baila v'shachat alea avia, if both her husband and her father include her on the Karban Pesach, tochal mishal baila, she eats from her husband's Karban Pesach, because we assume that's what she's assuming, that's where her das is, because now she lives with her husband. Halcha regal rishal nasas beis avia, but if on the first Yom Tov after they get married, they go and they celebrate Yom Tov in her parents' house, because that's apparently, Rashi says, the derech, that's normal, that right after they get married, the first Yom Tov is always by the kala's parent, by the woman's parents' home. So shachar alaviyah v'shachar alabaila, so then in that case, she gets to choose which Karban Pesach she wants to participate in. The one that her husband prepared or the one that her father prepared. Yasom, if you have a Yasom who's being taken care of by Apotropsin, Sheshachtu alav Apotropsin, and more than one Apotropos took care of the Karban Pesach for the Yasom and included him on a Karban Pesach, Yochel Makam Shirotze, he could choose which Apotropos he wants to be connected with. Evet Shal Shnei Shutfin, similarly, if you have an Evet that's owned by two partners, lo yochal mishal shneyan, you're not allowed to eat from either one of them, even if they do include him in the Karban Pesach, because the other guy didn't give rishus. We assume that these are partners, the Gemara is going to say, that are makbid on each other. So since they both have ownership in the Eved, each one would have to give the other one rishus to include the Eved on that Karban Pesach. Misha chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chorin, lo yochal mishal rabbo. If a person is a chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chorin, he's not allowed to eat mishal rabbo, because we assume that is that his rabbo didn't intend to include him, to include the tzad cherus shabo on the Karban Pesach. He only wanted to include the tzad eved shabo. But this person is a combination of two things. He's both an eved and a ben chorin. So of all these cases where there's some split loyalty, why is it that the Mishnah chose to begin with an isha? So I would have said, because it's the most common of the cases, that half of humanity are women, and women mostly get married as they get older. So that's what I would have assumed. However, the Melech HaShlomo on the Mishnah says, no, this is picking up on where we left off in yesterday's daf, when we were talking about eating the Karban Pesach and whether you're supposed to turn your face away or not allowed to turn your face away. We said that Hakala is Hofeches Panel V'Ocheles, that the Kala should turn her face away. The Kala means that she just recently got married and she's a little bashful in her in-law's home. So picking up on that, we keep it along the same theme. So that's why we speak about an Isha specifically first, even though any of these these examples could have technically been first. It's also interesting that Rashi says that that's the derech, that the derech is that they always go to her parents' home for the first Yom Tov. The Gemara in Ksuba says that if someone is madiris ishto, not to go to Beis Avia, so when it's in the same city, chodesh echad yikayim shnayim yotzivitim Ksuba, that for the first month they could stay married, but already if he's being way overbearing, if it's already 2 months in and he's insisting that she doesn't go to Beis Avia, and if she's in a different city, then regel echad yikayim shlosha yotzivitim Ksuba, then it's measured by regalim, meaning if they don't live in the same city as her parents, so it's travel was not easy back then, so you understand that she's not going to go to her parents. When would she go to her parents? Dafka for Yantuf. But you see that the derech is dafka to go for the Yom Tovim. And but you see dafka the minig is, Rashi says that they would go for the first Yantuf to the parents' house. I got a text from Rabbi Yishai Bain from Lakewood, told me that apparently I wrote in an article years ago when I spoke about, I wrote an article about naming children. So the minig Ashkenaz is that the first child is named after the mother's side of the family. So one of the Achronim explains that there's this disconnect that the woman has with her parents' home when she gets married, and in order to repair the relationship, there are certain things that we do to keep her connected. So so one of the Achronim suggests that that's why she gets the first name, that the first name goes after her side of the family, and Rabbi Yishai Bain suggested maybe that's the idea over here as well, that the first Yantif goes Dafka to the Kala, because it, it repairs that, that sense of disconnection that she's had with, because she's no longer Bebeis Avia, now she is Bebeis Baila, it's considered his house, so he's still in his house, but she had to leave. She's no longer Bebeis Avia. In the Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifta over here, they quote from the Sefer Vayagid Moshe that suggests that maybe this is where the minhag comes from, that in the first year after getting married, a lot of people have a minhag that they don't wear a kittel at the Seder. The Taz writes, why is it that we ever wear a kittel? Because Shalot HaZuach Taito Olav, that a person is going to feel like a Bal Gaiva, that he's acting like a Ben Chorin and like a Melech, so he's running his own Seder. So then he's going to, so you wear Big Day Misa, you wear the Beged that a person who, a person is buried in, and that should calm down his Gaiva. But if the first year they're married, they're always going to the in-laws, there's no sense of Gaiva when he goes to the in-laws. He's uncomfortable, he doesn't know, he's never experienced this kind of Seder, he's not running the Seder, so there's no reason he wouldn't have that sense of Gaiva that might otherwise be associated with running your own Seder. And also, just even if you say that the idea is that the idea is that you're supposed to feel like royalty, maybe that's also the concept that lefnei chama, if he's not going to feel like royalty, so it's inappropriate to wear the kittel. So whichever way you say the kittel goes, the basis of the minhag of the kittel, or unless you say like the Netziv in his Haggadah says that the basis of wearing the kittel is like a special beged for achilas kachim, that they used to wear begadim for eating Karban Pesach, so then wouldn't make sense why the first year would be any different than any of the other years. There's also a comment that the famous comment of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva that over here we discuss about an Eved, right? That the Eved is not going to eat from the Karban Pesach. So why is it that the master doesn't want the Eved to eat from the Karban Pesach? Why does the master care if the Eved eats from the Karban Pesach or not? So the Avnei Nezer explains in a tshuva in Yerudeya, Simen Tafnun Dalid, that Achilas Karban Pesach shows a sense of being an Eved Hashem and no longer an Eved to Mitzrayim. So long as we were in Mitzrayim, our mizonos, all of our food, came from Mitzrayim. And Eved is ochel mishulchan rabo. But once we left Mitzrayim, now we're eating Karban Pesach mishulchan gavala. So we're showing where our real loyalty is, that we're an Eved Hashem. So an Eved Kanani can't eat a Karban Pesach, because by that he's going to be showing that his mizonos comes mishulchan Hashem and not through the medium of his master. And that's Edus Sheker, because his real mizonos is mishal rabo, and he's only allowed to eat with through that medium, through his master. So he's only allowed to eat from a karban that his master has decided to include him on. But otherwise, he would not be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach on his own. So says the Avnei Nezer, you see that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, someone who's not able to be misparnes in Eretz Yisrael, and all of his money comes from Chutz La'aretz, that it's not really a great kiyum mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to be tachas memshalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any emtsai, is that we're being supported Meshul Shulchan Gavoa. We're being supported directly from the Ribbono Shalom. But if you're going to be living in the Ribbono Shalom's house and all your food is going to be coming from somewhere else, then that's a failure in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's a famous sheet of the Avnei Nezer, that if a person's parnasa comes from Chutz Laretz, it's a chisaron in his mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Less known is that the Avnei Nezer has another tshuva in Choshen Mishpat, where he quotes that those that disagree and say that that's not really the reason for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there are other reasons for mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore even if your parnasa comes from Chutz Laretz, it doesn't take away from your mitzvah at all. And anything aside from that, anything that makes its way to Eretz Yisrael takes on the status of kedusha and becomes like the something that's part of the palace of the melech, and mele it's not going to take away anything from the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's in the Avnei Nezer and Choshen Mishpat Simin Tzadihei, and also in Yardei Simin Tafnun Zayin. So it's not so pashut that that's the whole idea of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Shamit Mina Yesh Breira. Ooh, maybe we could be medayik from our Mishnah that we hold of the concept of Breira, that something comes clarified later on, that we say retroactively it was like that the whole time, because this woman didn't know at the time that they were shechting whose carbon she wants to eat from. But now she says, oh, I prefer my father's carbon. So that's it. Now she's allowed to eat her father's carbon, and she's considered menuyin on the father's carbon. So says Gemara, no, my rotza b'shashchita. When we say that she, which one she wants, it means that she has to have wanted it already at the shashchita. It's not over a davar l'mafreya, it's already meikara. Ureminu says Gemara, I'll ask you, stira isha, regal rishon, ocheles mishalavia. The first yom tov after she's married, she eats from her father. Mikan ve'elach rotza, ocheles mishalavia, rotza mishal baila. And then after that, she has the choice. That's against what it says in our Mishnah, legabe both things. Legabe the first regal, our Mishnah says she has a choice. The Brisa says, no, it's always Mishal Avia. And from the second regal and on, our Mishnah says that has to be Mishal Baila. And the Brisa says she has a choice. So lo kasha, kan birudufa lelech. The Brisa must be talking about a woman who's always going to her father's house. So we assume that regal Rishon, she for sure has her father's carbon in mind. And from the second Yom Tov and on, we're not sure whether she's adjusted yet. And kan b'sheina redufa, and a woman who's not always running back to her parents' home. So that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah, that the first Yom Tov she has a choice, she's still somewhat connected, but from the second Yom Tov Adan, then it's Mishal Baila. Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk says, so the Gemara brings a drasha about a woman who's redufa lelech lebeis avia. Tuchsiv, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that Knesset Yisrael comments, also yisi be'enov kimotzeis shalom, that I'm beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm complete in his eyes. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Kikala shenimtzei shleima beis chamela, redufa leilich lagin shivcha beis avia. What does it mean that she's redufa leilich lebeis avia? Counterintuitive. Not that she's having such a hard time in her husband's house that she's always running back. No, she feels so beloved in her husband's home, she can't wait to tell her parents how accepted she is and how much she's loved and how much she's cared for. So she's always running lebeis avia to tell them the good news that she's being taken such good care of. That's why Tosos flips it. You know, the previous answer we gave kan b'redufa leilich, kan b'shein redufa leilich. So Rashi says, oh, redufa leilich, she's way too connected to her parents' home, so that must be that the first Yom Tov for sure is shalavia, and afterwards is a choice. Tosos says, no, the opposite. By redufa leilich, that means she's very comfortable in her father's home if she's always running back to her parents. If she's having a hard time in marriage, she's afraid to tell her parents. She's embarrassed, so she's not going to be always running back to her parents' home. So that's how Tosos understands, based on this line of Gemara. Ksiv, the pasuk says, no, two different ways of referring to a husband. There's ishi and there's ba'ali. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, kikala bebeis chamiya v'lo kikala bebeis avia. When you say that I'm now ishi and no longer ba'ali, it's like saying that Knesset Yisrael is like a kala in her in-law's home, meaning a nesua and not like an arusa. Kala bebeis avia, like we said, in Lashon Chazal, is another way of saying an arusa, that she's still in her father's home. So she feels that level of comfort that she's no longer be'erisin, that she's considered like a nesua. Nesua, that's what Salvechik said in the Hesped for his uncle, for the Brisker Rav. He said that that's the relationship different people have with Torah, that there's those that have erisin with the Torah, where you're in love with the Torah and you want to... Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein said recently that when his grandfather gave that Hesped and he started describing erisin, everyone thought, oh, that must be how he's describing the Brisker Rav. He described so beautifully being in love with the Torah and wanting the... But that wasn't even it. It was nisuin. That was the Brisker Rav, that you have such a sense of the Torah that you could just pick up on the nuances. There's nonverbal communication. You understand just the Ratzon HaTorah automatically. So katana v'shadayim ein la. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says that we have a young, undeveloped sister. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan zu elam shazachsa lilmod lo zachsa lamed. That's referring to the city of Elam, where Daniel developed, where he was able to learn a lot of Torah, but he was not zocha to be malamed Torah, because there weren't people interested in learning from him. But in Bavel, Ezra Sofer came up in Bavel, where he was zocha not only lilmod, but also lilamed, to teach all the Klal Yisrael. And a lot of that is mazel. A person is born into a community where there are people that are interested, where there are mevakshei dvar Hashem. So then he's able to have the zchus of harbatzas haTorah. But sometimes he had gedolei olam that just lived all by themselves, where there was nobody that was really interested in learning Torah. So it's hard to rally up that kind of interest and that kind of support. Ani chama v'shadek ha-megdolos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ani chama zu Torah. V'shadek ha-megdolos, say the Talmid HaChacham. Ani chama refers to Torah. The chama protects a person. So the Torah protects a person from sinning. And shadek ha-megdolos is referring, like towers, is referring to Talmid HaChachamim, that they support others, that they protect others, just like the towers of the city protect the whole city. Rava Amar, ani chama zu Knesset Yisrael. That's a reference to the Jewish people, that they themselves are protect themselves from mixing in with the Ovdei Chachamim. The Shadek HaMugdalos say the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. And that's Shadek HaMugdalos, the towers of the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, where Torah is taught, and that protects the entire generation. The Gra in Aderes Elio says that the Batei Knesios are compared to towers, not only because of the function of being able to protect them, but even physically, that the Batei Knesios, the Halacha says, in Orchaim Sim Kuf Nun, that the Beis HaKnesses is supposed to be the tallest building in the city, just like the tower is the highest point in the city. That is one halacha we were absolutely mekayim with this building. You fly into JFK, you can see this building from the plane. It sticks out so far above all the other buildings. Good, that's what it's supposed to be, that the Beis HaKnesses should be the tallest building in the city. Amrav Zutra Bar Tovi Amrav, Maidik Siv, Asher Banenu Kinetiyam Megudolim Benurayim Benaseinu Kazavios Mechutavos Tavnes Heichal. So we darshan each phrase. Asher Banenu Kinetiyam El Bachur Yisrael Shalot Tamu Tam Chet. There's a great Shevach of Klal Yisrael, that the young men of the Jewish people have never been toim tam chet, that they didn't make these major mistakes, they didn't do these averos. You know, a lot of times we think, the youth, they make all these mistakes. We should realize how fortunate we are that most people who are shomri Torah mitzvos, our children are so innocent. We don't think of them as innocent, because it's all a basis of comparison. You teach chasanim, sometimes I think to myself as I'm teaching the chasan, if this person this age was in any other segment of our society, there would be a total loss of innocence. They would have no innocence whatsoever. But Baruch Hashem, with that Elu Bachuri Yisrael Shalotamu Tamchet, that they've arrived at this point without a Tamchet. Benosenu Kazavios Elu Besulas Yisrael Shogdos Pischein LeBalein, and the same with the Besulas Yisrael, that they save themselves for their husbands. V'chenu Ameru Malu Kamizra Kazavios Mizbeach. So Iba Yisema Mehacha. So, or it could be from the following pasuk in Tehillim. Mizavenu Meleim Mefikim Mizan El Zan. Mizavenu is the lashon of zavios, of corners, so it's something that gets filled in. So the Gemara darshens mechutavos tavnes heichal elu ve'elu, both the bechuri Yisrael and the besulos Yisrael mal alein mekasav kilu nivne heichal b'yemein. It's as if the Beis Hamikdash was built in their times. That's that they're chashuv like the binyan of the heichal. Dvar Hashem Asher El Hoshea. So now the pasuk is going to tell us about a conversation, or the Gemara is rather going to elaborate on the psukim that describe a conversation between the Ribbono Shalom and Hoshea. And the reason we mention this over here is because at the end, the pasuk that we just quoted is going to be mentioned. Vatikri Yishiv Lo Tikuli Od Ba'ali is going to be the end of the conversation. So the conversation starts as follows. Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya El Hoshea Bimei Uziyahu Yosam Achaz Yichizkiyahu Malcha Yehuda. So the Gemara darshins, Beperek Echon Nisnabu Arba Nevi'im, that all at one time, in one tkufa, there were four Nevi'im that were misnabim for Klal Yisrael. The Gadol Shebekulan Hoshea, among these four that we're about to list, of Hoshea, Yishayahu, Amos, Micha, Hoshea was the greatest of all of them. So Pashtus says it sounds like he was actually the greatest of all of them. The Rashash, the Chidushei Rashash on the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah says, you know, it says in the Medrash that in the Chagadol b'Neviim Mimosha v'Yishayahu, that Yishayahu Navi is considered the greatest of the Neviim other than Moshe Rabbeinu. So it sounds like he was much greater than Hoshea. So that's what the Rashash says. When the Gemara says Gadol Shebekulan Hoshea, it means that he had the longest career, not that he was the greatest qualitatively, but quantitatively.
He was Gadol Shebekulan. That's what it sounds like from the Hemshech of the Gemara as well, because it says Gadol Shebekulan Hoshea from and it brings a raya that he was the first of the four. Sounds like he's the one that got started earliest, and therefore he had the longest career of all of them. Anyway, Shenemar, because the pasuk says Tchilas Dibur Hashem Hoshea, that he was first. The Chiba Hoshea Dibur Tchila. What it was? He was the first Navi ever. Well, and Moshe Hoshea, common Naviim. There were many Naviim between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hoshea. Some Rabbi Yochanan Tchila La Arba Naviim Shnisnab Bosa Perik. No, he's the first one of the four that were Misnabe in that time period. Ve'elu Hein Hoshea Yeshaya Amos Umicha. Now among those four, Hoshea was the first, and therefore he's considered the Gadol Shebekulan. So the Gemara now darshins the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hoshea to take an Eshes Zenunim, to marry a woman who's a Zona. So that's an unusual thing. Hashem never told that to any other Navi. So the Gemara tries to figure out what must have been the backstory over there. Why would Hashem give such an unusual instruction to Hoshea? So Amla HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHoshea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, must have told Hoshea, Banecha Chatu, that Klal Yisrael sinned. Because that's how Hashem started the conversation with every Navi. You got a job to do. The Klal Yisrael is sinning. You have to go and give them Musar. So V'hayu L'lomar, Banecha Heim, B'nei Chanunecha Heim, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Galgel Rachamecha Lehen. The appropriate response that Hoshea should have given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, your children, B'nei Chanunecha, you're the one that has a special chain for them, and they're B'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. In the EAM explains that he should have said that they're B'nei B'chunecha, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is an additional taina on Hoshea. From say B'necha Heim, that's not really such a kasha, because it's Machlokas Tanayim, Bizman She'en Yisrael Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Machlokas Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, whether we're still considered Banim Lamakom. Are we always Banim Lamakom, or are we considered Avadim Lamakom when we're not Osim Ritzono Shel Makom? So to just say that, no, Hashem, they're your children, maybe not. If they're not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, then they're not going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. So that's why there's an additional taina, B'nei B'chunecha, that's the Chanunecha, is not might be B'chunecha, the Lashon B'china, that meaning they've gone through tests, so they're called Banim Shel Makom. And therefore, you should have rachmanis on them. And if you don't like that, then they're the bnei avos and bnei banim areim kebanim. Certainly, the avos have gone through and passed all the tests, so you should have rachmanis on them, like bnei banim areim kebanim. So you should have a rachmanis on them. Lo dai shlomer kach, but Hoshea didn't say that. El amr l'fan of ribon shlolam kol olam shelchahu haviram bu'um acheres. So Hoshea said, okay, so switch him. Yeah, take a different nation if you don't like them, if they don't work for you. So what am I going to do with this zakin? Why did Dafka use the lashon of zakin in this conversation? So there's a halacha in Maseches Sanhedrin that a person who's a zakin muflag is not roy to serve on the Sanhedrin. Why is he not allowed to serve on the Sanhedrin? Because he kvar shachach tzar gidul banim. He forgot tzar gidul banim. He doesn't have as much rachmanos on little children when you're a zakin. When you're younger and you remember what tzar gidul banim is, so then you'll be more of a Rachman. So because he lost his sense of Rachmanus, he refers to him as a Zakin. So Zakin is not only about age, Zakin is about a frame of mind, is about a way of thinking. So that's why he refers to him L'chora as a Zakin. So Amalo, Lech V'kach Isha Zona. Go take, HaKadosh Baruch says, I want you to marry an Isha Zona. V'olducha Banim Zenunim, and you'll have children who are B'nei Zenunim, meaning you're going to have children that you don't even know if they're yours or not. V'acharkach Amalo, Shilcha Me'al Panecha, and then I'm gonna. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him afterwards, I want you to divorce her. If he's able to divorce her, then I'll divorce Klal Yisrael as well. That he told him that you're gonna have an Eshes Zenunim and you should give birth to Zenunim. The Eben Ezra and the Radak and the Pasuk say this could not have possibly literally happened. This all has to be. It has to be. It was a Mara. It was a Chalom. It was a Nevuah. But it wasn't something that actually physically happened, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never tells him. The Malbim doesn't think it's so difficult. It's a harasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Navi sometimes to do things that normally he wouldn't tell people to do. So even though normally you wouldn't tell someone to marry his owner, but this was dafka the avoda that he was supposed to do. So anyway, so ksiv ha'elch v'ikach is Gomer Bas Divloyim. So he married this woman called Gomer Bas Divloyim. Why is that her name? Gomer Amrav Shakol Gomrimba. Everyone would finish and satisfy all their urges on her. And Bas Divloyim Dibara'a. She had a bad reputation.
Dasti Bara'a. And even her mother had a reputation as a Zona. So even her beginnings, her origins are questionable. Shmuel Amar, Shemetuka Bifia Kol Kedvela, that she was as sweet to everybody else like a Dvela, meaning that everyone enjoyed being with her. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shakol Dashenba, that everybody trampled all over Kedvela, like a Dvela. Tavar Acher, Gomer, Amar Rabbi Yudah, Shebikshu Legamer Mamonu Shal Yisrael Biyameha, that the enemies of the Jewish people wanted to destroy all of our money during her time because of her averos, meaning it has to connect to her. Because of her averos, we had this terrible threat of the Umos HaOlam being able to wipe out all of our wealth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bazzu V'gamru, that they didn't just want to, they did. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ki Ibdo Melech Haram V'yisimim Ka'afar L'adush. So you see that we totally lost everything. V'atar V'atil L'obin, she got pregnant, she had a child. V'yomar Shamilov Kroshmo Yisrael. Ki Od Ma'ar of Kati Yastimei Yisrael Al Beis Yehu V'shpati Mamlechos Beis Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Hoshea, call this child Yisrael, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is ultimately going to plant and scatter Klal Yisrael throughout the Golos. V'atar Rod V'atil Bas V'yomar Lo Kroshmo Lo Ruchama. Call the daughter Lo Ruchama. Ki Lo Osif Oda Rachim Es Beis Yisrael. Because I'm no longer going to have Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. Ki Nasa V'asalahem. It's interesting that a name has two names, right? Lo Ruchama. There is a name, Ruchama. Ruchama would seem to be a very positive name, right? It's the opposite of Lo Ruchama. That's probably where we got the idea that Ruchama would be the opposite message. So then the end of the pasuk is what? You think I'm going to forgive them, right? Ki Nasa V'asalahem. V'atar V'tel Ben V'yomer Kroshmo Lo Ami. Then call Lo Ami. Ki Atem Lo Ami. That's why you have a name Ami. Ami is a good, positive thing. Lo Ami is a very negative thing. That you're not my nation. V'nochi Lo Eyelechem. L'achash Noldu Lo Shnei Banim Basachas. And now he had two sons. He had one daughter. Hormelo Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Hoshea. So Hashem tells Hoshea, Lo Eyelecho Lilmon Moshe Radcha Shekimish Nivarti Mo Perish Min Isha. Shouldn't you have learned the Navi, how to be a Navi from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish Min Isha. He separated from his wife when he became a Navi. So how come you're still with this wife? Which is an interesting critique, because none of the other Nevi'im separated from their wives. That's what Ben Yoyada points out. The other Nevi'im didn't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that's because the other Nevi'im were able to justify in their minds, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Poresh Meishto because his wife was a Gioris, and maybe it's not appropriate for a Navi to be married to a Gioris, just like a Kohen can't marry a Gioris. But each of the other Nevi'im were able to say, but my wife is a Miyucheses, so I'm allowed to stay with my wife. But Hoshea is now married to the Zona, who has the worst kind of Yichus, a Bas Zona also, so you have no excuse, you should be Poresh Meisha. Afata B'dol Atzmucha Mimena, separate from him. So I'm alone. Instead of listening, Hoshea says to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Yeshli Banim, and I have children. Vein Yecholotzi, how am I supposed to divorce him? Lola Garsha. I can't get rid of her. I can't be Megarisher. I have children to take care of. So I'm alone, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'ata Shishcha Zona, Uvenecha Benezununim. You don't even know if you have children. You just know that there are children this woman gave birth to. She's a Zona. Her children may not even be yours. Vein Yatayadem Shalchanim Shalchanim Hain. So Kach, and still you're so hesitant to divorce her. Yisrael Shein Banai. Yisrael, who I know are my children, Bnei Bechunai, and they are the children of the Avos, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Echon, Arba, Kinyanim, Shekinisi, Ba'olami. I only have four Kinyanim in this world, and Bnei Yisrael are one of the four Kinyanim in this world. It's interesting because the Mishnah, the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has five Kinyanim in this world, and it lists Avram as another Kinyan. So the Gro over there changes the gear and says it must be four Kinyanim, because that's what the Gemara says over here. So what are my Kinyanim? Torah Kinyanecha, Dechsev Hashem, Kanani Rishis Darko. Shemayim Va'aretz Kinyan Echad. Torah is one Kinyan, Shemayim Va'aretz are another Kinyan. Duxim, because the pasuk says that Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. Beis Hamikdash Kinyan Echad. The third Kinyan is Beis Hamikdash. Duxim, Harze Kansa Yamino. That's the Harze is reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Yisrael Kinyan Echad. And Yisrael is a Kinyan. Duxim, Amzu Kanisa. Savata Amarta Havirim Buma Acheres. And you're the one that suggested, Hoshea, that I should switch them for another nation when they sin. Kevin Shiyadah Shechata, when Hoshea realized he made a mistake, Sama the Vakish Rachim in Malatzmo. So he wanted a daven for himself. Sama the Kodesh Baruch Hashem said, you're still not getting it. Achatim Vakish Rachim Malatzmo. Vakish Rachim in Mal Yisrael. You're supposed to daven for Klal Yisrael, not for yourself. Shekzati Alem Shal Gzeres Bavurcha. Because of you, I made three Gzeros against them. Each of your children was another Gzeros. Lo Rucham, Lo Am. Each of your children was another Gzeros against Klal Yisrael. Amru Bikish Rachim. So he davened for Klal Yisrael and Ubitel Gzeros. And the
the gzeira became batal. V'yischa levarcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to give brachas to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, v'yeh mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam, v'yeh b'makom asher yomer lem lo ami atem, yomer lem b'nei kelchai, v'nikpsu b'nei yudu b'nei Yisrael yachtav. Instead of lo ami atem, no, now we're the b'nei kelchai, and now we're all gathered together. So all the gzeira of Galus was batal, uzratia li ba'eretz rechamti es lo ruchama, and he has rachmanos on the lo ruchama of Marti lo ami ami atem. He said to the lo ami that really ami atem. So you see that all of the gzeiros that were initially instituted as a result of the names that he gave his children, or that he was instructed to give his children, that all of these gzeiros were now lifted because he davened for Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oy lo l'rabbanu shemekaberes es ba'aleha, that a position of sarara, a position of political prominence, buries a person. It's not good for a person. Shein lecha kol navi navi shlo kipach harba melachim biyamav. If you look at the career trajectories of the kings of the Jewish people and the Nevi'im of the Jewish people, the Nevi'im have much longer careers. There are four kings that will rise and fall in the career of a single Navi, because a Navi doesn't have political power. A Navi is a person who's supposed to religiously inspire people, but a person with political power, that buries a person, that kills a person. Shenemar Chazon Yishayo Ben Amotz Asher Chazal Yud of Yerushalayim, and it says it was in the days of Uzio Yosam Achaz Yechizkiyo Malchei Yehuda. So Yishayo was in the days of Uzio, Yosam, Achaz, and Chizkiyo, all the different Malchayuta, four different Malachim, all in the span of one Navi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma zachi Yeravim ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael, Yimanos, and Malchay Yehuda? Why was Yeravim ben Yoash, and Melech Yisrael, Zocha, to be counted among the Malchay Yehuda? Meisho kiba Lashon Hara al Amos, because there was Lashon Hara spoken about the Navi Amos, and he was not Mekabel the Lashon Hara. Minolan, where do we find the Imni that Yeravim was listed together with the Malchay Yehuda? The pasuk at the very beginning of Hoshea, Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Hoshea Ben Be'eri Bimei Uzio Yosam Achaz Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda Ubiyamei Yeravim Ben Yoash Melech Yisrael. It lists off all the Malchay Yehuda, and it mentions Yeravim Ben Yoash also, a Melech Yisrael, together in the list. Meaning the Radak points out that the Chorah, he shouldn't have been listed together with all those kings. He was only a king in the times of Uzziah, so it should not have mentioned together with all of them. That's the Gemara's Tamiya over here. Why is he Zocha to be mentioned together with all of these kings? Ominal and Deloki B'Lashon Hara, where do we find that he was not Mekabel Lashon Hara about Amos? Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk says V'Yishlachum Tzio Kohen Beis El, that he was a Kohen Avod Zara that was in Beis El. So he sent Al Yirav Melch Yisrael Lemar Kashar Alecha. He sent a message that Kashar Alecha Amos Bekerav Beis Yisrael is the end of the pasuk, that he told Yeravim this terrible thing, that Amos was rebelling against him. Uksiv, and the pasuk says afterwards that he told him Kikoh Amar Amos Bekerav Yamos Yeravim, that Amos is saying that Yeravim is going to die by the sword. He's saying that you're going to have this terrible downfall. So he's speaking about Amos to Yeravim, saying that Amos is saying terrible things about you. But Yeravim did not accept what he was being told. The Lashon Hara about Amos, Amar Chas V'Shalom Amar Osa Tzadikach, that Tzadik would never say such a thing, because Yehu was told that there are going to be four generations from his children that are going to be kings, and I'm only the third generation, so it doesn't make sense that I'll be Nofel L'Charev before I'm able to have children. And aside from that, he's a Navi, he's not saying his own stuff, whatever the Shechina told him, so I'm not going to get angry at Amos. So first of all, I'm not Mekabel that he said it, and even if he did say it, it's not his fault that he said it, so I'm not going to get upset at him for saying such things. Amar Rav Lozer, Afilu b'shas kaisu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, zocher es harachamim, he still remembers the rachmanus. Shenemar kilo osifod harachim es beis Yisrael. So even though it's Puranus, he still uses the lashon of rachmanus. Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, that we learn this idea that even when Hashem is angry, he still has rachmanus from the pasuk kinoso eselahem, which is a lashon of forgiveness. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is even though the pasuk is saying it as a bitmiya, kinasoa salam, what, I should forgive them for everything, I should forgive them for this too, but still, that's the lashonos that he uses, lashonos of slicha, dafka when referring to Klal Yisrael. V'am Rav Lozer, lo higlak v'rush baruch v'es Yisrael, l'beinu umos, ela k'dei sheyitosu aleim gerim, that the purpose of our galus is that we should be able to be mosif gerim in Klal Yisrael, because through our existence in galus, people are going to see us, and ultimately, everyone's supposed to be an olagayim, everyone's supposed to see how beautiful
beautiful the religion is and how meaningful our lives are, and that's going to naturally attract some people. So we're going to gather up a lot of gerim. We never look for gerim. So it's interesting. We're not out there proselytizing. We're not interested in gerim. In fact, we discourage them when they come. But it's understood that it's always going to happen. If Klal Yisrael goes to different places, there are always going to be people that are going to be attracted. This is not the only coincidence for me. I'm doing a couple of gerusim today. So Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Ratia li ba'aretz." So Klum Adam Zorea Sa'a El Lahachnas Kamakorin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes our galus as planting in throughout the land. What do you plant? You plant a small amount of seeds so that you can gather in many more. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us to galus, to be able to gather in a larger Klal Yisrael that has more members because of the gerin. So you see from there that when we come back from galus, even those that were not ruchama, that were not part of the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are now going to be connected and going to be part of our nation. That was the mice I saw somewhere, that someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky that there was a shidduch for his son was dating a girl and he fell in love with this girl. She's a gioris. Should he have any hesitation about it? So Rav Chaim said, Adrabah, he'll fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavtem Es Hager every day for the rest of his life. You know, normally, how often do you get to fulfill that mitzvah? So he'll fulfill the mitzvah every day. Okay. Amar Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Shum Ben Yichai. May d'chsiv al tashin evad al adon of peni kalelcha v'ashamta. Uksiv dor aviv yikalel v'asim alo yivarech. It sounds that it's giving a reason why al tashin evad al adon of, but it's saying these terrible things. So why is that a reason of al tashin? Mishum dav yikalel v'asim alo yivarech. Al tashin. Ela afilu dor shav yikalel v'asim alo yivarech. Even if you have a generation that curses their fathers and doesn't bless their mothers, al tashin evad al adon of. We still don't say bad things about them. Minalan me Hoshea. For we learned that from Hoshea, because Hoshea was the one who was willing to throw Klal Yisrael under the bus, and look what happened to him. He's willing to say, okay, so Klal Yisrael is not so good, so get rid of them. We never speak Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. When we speak about Klal Yisrael, no matter how Klal Yisrael is behaving, we always say nice things about the Jewish people. Amar Rav Hoshea, Maidot Tziv Tzidkos Prizono Yisrael, Tzedakah Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Shepizron Lebein Umos. It was a tzedakah that Hashem did for us by scattering us among the nations. V'hainu Dom Lehu Minel the Rabbi Chanina Anan Ma'alinon Minaychu. That's why a certain apikoros said to Rabbi Chanina, we're greater than you, ksiv b'chu, because about you it says in the Melachim Aleph, after the Melchama of David with Edom, ki sheshes chadashim yashav sham, that for 6 months you were there and Yoav got rid of every zachar be'edom, right? That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra says, that he misunderstood. It says, timcha es zechar amalek, it's related to part of zachar, timcha es zechar amalek, and he thought it said timcha es zachar amalek, so they only got rid of the zacharim and not the nekevos. As the Gemara in Bava Basra says, that he went back to his Rebbe, who taught him Chumash, and he said, how did you say that pasuk? So it's unclear, we don't have the kudus in the Gemara, what the Rebbe said, but either way, he wasn't satisfied with the answer, and according to one version of the Gemara, he killed the Rebbe at the end, because he taught him wrong, or he taught him in a way that he didn't understand. V'ilu anan, so you took 6 months and you killed all zachar. V'ilu anan, esfinu gaban kamashon, v'ilu kavdin luchumidi. You're living amongst us for all these years, and look, there are still Jews. So amalo, ritzoncha yitabalucha, talmud echad. He says, let me get one of my talmidim to respond to you. So nitmalei Rabbi Yoshaya. So amalei, mishum dolo yaditu hechit avdu. You just didn't know how to do it. Techlinu kulu, you weren't sure. Should we get rid of, commit total genocide? Lesucha gabaychu. We don't have all the Jewish people gathered in one place to commit a genocide against all of them. So my di'ika gabaychu, kariluchu malchusa katiyasa. So what, we're only going to kill the Jews that are in our country and not the Jews everywhere else? Then they're going to say that we have a malchus that's missing a segment of our society. It's one thing if we're able to commit total genocide, but if everybody else is Jews and we don't have Jews, that doesn't look good for us. So I'm like, gapa d'ramai. So the Min told Rabbi Hoshaya that I swear by the Avodah Zarah of the Romans, b'hanachtinan b'hasalkinan. That was exactly our cheshbon when we tried to come up with the Jewish solution. We figured, what should we do? And we had exactly this conversation, and that's why we haven't gotten rid of all of you. Tani Rabbi Chia, my duchsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, elukim haven darka v'hu yada es makoma, yodea kodesh baruch has yisrael shein yichol nekabel gzeres achzarios Edom. That kodesh baruch knew we would not be able to handle the cruelty of Edom. L'ficha chiglos am l'bavel. And therefore, even though we're scattered all over the place, the primary galus was in Bavel. V'amar b'lazer ligla kodesh baruch has yisrael l'bavel, me'sha amuka kisha'ol. We were sent to Bavel because Bavel is in the depths. it's in a valley. Shnemar miyad shaol efteim mimavas hagalim, that our geula comes from the depths. Rabbi Chanina Amar mneisha karv l'shanim l'shan Torah, that we were sent to Bavel because the language is easier to adapt to learning Torah. It's more similar to Lashon HaKodesh, and just like you find that Israeli kids are able to learn much more easily because they could just read Tanakh and it says what it says and they're able to understand. So language is such a barrier so often to learning. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be in Bavel where the language won't be such a barrier. Rabbi Yochanan Mnesha Shigran Lebeis Iman, because we sent us back to where we came from. Avram Avinu came from Mor Kasdim, that's in Bavel. Mashal Adam Shikos Halishto Leichan Meshagra, if a guy gets angry at his wife, where does he send her? Lebeis Iman, to her mother's house. Rabbi Alexandri, Damar Shlosh Chazul Matasan, there are three that went back to their original source. Ve'elu Hein, Yisrael, Kesem Mitzrayim, and Ksav Luchos. Yisrael Adamran, Yisrael is what we said, we went back to Bavel. Kesem Mitzrayim, Duchsiv, Ayibashana, Chamishas, Melech Rechavam, Allah Shishak, Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yerushalayim, and he took back all these treasures to Mitzrayim, and Ksav Luchos, Duchsiv, Ashbrem, Le'enechem, Tana Luchos, Nishvu, Vosios Parchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, the Osios were Parchos, they flew up, they went back to Shemayim, they went back to their original source. That's what the Achronim point out. The Marsha points out it's a Neis Petochneis, because the Luchos were carved in. So there was no physical Osios. It was space. And yet somehow that was Parchos that went up back to Shemayim. Okay, Bezrashem, we'll continue on the last line of the page tomorrow.